from our Washington, D.C. studio. Roland, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Good luck to my Houston Rockets tonight. Despite Tom being on our bandwagon, we just going to pray that thing through. Pray it through. So good luck tonight, folks. Yesterday, big news out of Cleveland. The city of Cleveland, the Department of Justice, settled when it came to the federal oversight. The Department of Justice issued a scathing report. And, Tom, this is how unbelievable it is. The unnecessary and excessive use of deadly force, including shootings and head strikes with impact weapons. The unnecessary, excessive, or retaliatory use of less lethal force, including tasers, chemical spray, and fists. Excessive force against persons who are mentally ill or in crisis, including in cases where the officers were called exclusively for a welfare check. The employment of poor and dangerous tactics that place officers in situations where avoidable force becomes inevitable and places officers and civilians at unnecessary risk. That's what the Department of Justice concluded about the Cleveland Police Department. Joining us right now is the mayor of Cleveland, Frank Jackson. Mayor Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. How do, with this settlement, how can residents of Cleveland feel as if the Cleveland Police Department is going to be fixed when this is the second time in a decade the Department of Justice has had to come in and basically rake this department over the coals?
Well, as you know, the proof is always in the pudding. So that means that as we go through this, it will be demonstrated at the end. But in my opinion, what gives us a better opportunity this time around is the fact we have more civilian involvement in the policies and really having civilianized a couple of positions in the division of police that are pretty high up. And then there's greater community participation in looking and reviewing data, looking and reviewing policies and procedures and things like that.
One of the things that they said, officers too often escalate incidents with citizens instead of using effective and accepted tactics to de-escalate tension. We're dealing with the death of Tamir Rice, where any police expert said all the rules were broken in terms of how they went there. Michael Brillo just got off. 137 shots fired into a vehicle of a car. He fired 49 of those shots. And again, reading this report, it is damning, having a couple of civilians, I understand that, but what else is going to be there? Are you going to be tougher when it comes to firing cops who are out of line?
Well, you make the assumption that I have not done that. What we've done in the Brillo case was terminate officers, demote officers, suspend officers without pay up to 30 days, and what has happened, just like what happened in the court, when they appeal or they grieve, the arbitrator, even though they said we were right in discipline, he said that we were too harsh. So we've taken action. The system itself sometimes is the problem above the division of police.
But this also costs you money because what happens is people sue. City has to they have to actually make various payments. And reading this report, and again, DOJ came in. This is only in a 3-year period. It is stunning to read what they have outlined. And the only way I believe that we're going to see change is when officers understand that if you get out of line, there's going to be zero tolerance and you are not going to have a job.
Well, you know, you and I agree. And that's why we terminated people. That's why we demoted people. And that's why we suspend them without pay. But arbitrators are arbitrators that are outside of our control. And when they make rulings contrary to our discipline, it really negates or make those bad officers feel as if they're not accountable. I completely agree with you.
Do you believe one of the problems, Mayor, is that every time we hear people say, look, the majority of officers are good officers. It's part of the problem, though, that those good officers don't stand up and say anything. So, for instance, did any of these so-called good officers, were they there at yesterday's announcement? Have they come out publicly and said, thank you, Mayor, thank you, DOJ, for this? Because I think having good officers stay silent contributes to this problem.
Well, you're right. In any system, whether they're police officers or any organization, if that organization is going in the wrong direction, the silence of those people who believe that what that organization is doing is wrong, or the activity of individuals in the organization is wrong, and they don't speak up, it contributes to the problem. What this decree does, it really institutionalizes and tries to empower those good officers who now will feel as if someone has their back, that the rules are different, their oversight is different, their accountability is different. And it really speaks to the point of the department now is DNA speaking to community policing, speaking to accountability.
Mayor Jackson, you're talking about demoting some of the police officers, firing them, but the fish rots from the head. What about from the top down in terms of the leadership of the police department? Like Roland said, and these people who may be fearful of their jobs or what have you, are you talking about, you know, starting from the top of the police department on down and getting through to the root of the problem?
Well, let me remind you that in this whole Brillo instance, everyone walked, and the only people who held somebody accountable was the police chief, and the then police chief, and he did the termination, he did the demotion and the suspension without pay. So when you looked at the court didn't do it, neither did the arbitrator. So if we're holding people responsible, we need to hold people responsible who did not take proper action, and that was the police officers who took individual action. And also you have this, as Roland said, you have this code of blue, and this code of blue is one that talks about whenever they believe an officer is in danger, they have a right to do what they want to do, and that's completely wrong.
So that's
breaking into that culture and breaking up that culture and that code of blue is really essential for us to be successful.
Speaking of that, police are always saying that we need people in the community to inform us on what is happening. But the reality is the greatest and the most deadly no snitching policy comes from police departments. And so,
Look, you're not saying anything I don't agree with.
Here's my whole point. Cops say that I'm afraid to say anything because my career is going to be ruined. Have you made it clear to the brass in the Cleveland Police Department that if cops come forward to report wrongdoing, they're going to be ensured that they're not going to be, their careers are going to be damaged, that they are actually going to be promoted, and it's going to be made perfectly clear they are going to be the standard as opposed to they're going to be an outcast?
Mr. Martin, that's what I do. And I will say to you that we have demonstrated that throughout this whole process. We have a system beyond the police and the decisions of the police that support bad policing and sanction behavior. And that is where we have to go also.
All right. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very
good
much.
Luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, Mayor.
9 a.m.
All right, then.
Yeah. And congratulations on the Cavs.
Oh, please.
He's the mayor of Cleveland.
One round to go.
That's right.
All right.
I'm with you, Mayor.
All right.
All right.
Get the city on track.